This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. U.S. Space Command headquarters will stay in Colorado Springs. Republican opponents of that decision say they'll continue to fight it. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says that threat should be taken seriously.
If others continue to try to dislodge that decision, we'll continue to fight to make sure that any decision that's made is made in the national security interests of the United States of America.
President Biden's announcement Monday reverses an earlier plan to move Space Command to Alabama. Firefighters are making progress containing a wildfire north of Gunnison. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The low-lying fire grew to about 2 square miles in a rural part of Gunnison County over the weekend, but rain has slowed its spread a bit. Rick Barton is part of the response team.
There's so much dead and down timber in there that's going to hold these hold fire. These fuels are going to continue to smolder and put smoke up.
Around a dozen homes remain under a mandatory evacuation notice. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado State University is partnering with cities on the western slope to study the benefits of composting, including its role in conserving water. CPR's Stephanie Rivera.
The goal of the project is to increase the amount of organic waste diverted from landfills and promote compost in food production systems. Studies have shown that an increase of organic matter allows soil to hold more water. Yard waste is currently being collected in Grand Junction and sent to a Mesa County compost facility for use on local farms. The compost is being used on peach trees, vegetable row crops, and cut flowers. The study is part of an $86,000 grant by the USDA. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
There is toxic algae at Cherry Creek Reservoir just southeast of Denver. Parts of the lake are closed to people and pets. The water can cause a rash on people and make animals sick. Boating and fishing are still allowed everywhere they normally are. There is updated information at the Cherry Creek State Park website. It's 8:06. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.